This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Michael Monks. The number of babies in Hamilton County dying before their first birthday remained relatively the same in 2019, but there was a 24% decrease in the number of black infant deaths. Cradle Cincinnati's annual report finds 14 fewer black infant deaths in 2019, but Hamilton County's infant mortality rate remains above the national average, and the black infant death rate is higher than both the white infant death rate and the national average for African-American babies. So let's talk about this new report. Joining Cincinnati Edition to talk about it is Jocelyn Okorodudu, who is the community engagement specialist for Queens Village. Jocelyn Okorodudu, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, Jocelyn, tell us what this report found, because it sounds like there are some improvements to talk about, but still some very serious concerns.
Yeah, so I think I'll start by just letting you guys know a little bit about Cradle Cincinnati and why we're in existence at all. So Cradle Cincinnati is an initiative through Hamilton County with the goal of reducing infant mortality. And what we found in the first 5 years of our existence is, although we were focused on smoking, spacing, and safe sleep, these initiatives were working for our white population, our white babies, but just not working at all for our black babies. And so in 2018, our leadership team decided to focus on black women and on black babies. And what we have seen now is that work has borne fruit, and exactly what you mentioned, 24% less death in 2019.
And we have had Cradle Cincinnati represented on this program before to discuss these issues. What are the changes that have been implemented or the ideas that have been adopted to move towards this improvement?
So I think that what the biggest change has been, it after announcing and deciding to focus on black women and black babies, is really putting black women in leadership positions and allowing them a voice in determining how this issue could be solved. And so one of the first things that they did was to hire Dr. Meredith Shockley Smith. She is now the Director of Community Strategy. Dr. Smith, Shockley Smith has been a fierce and fearless advocate for black women. And because of that, we have been able to support so many initiatives that we got directly from black women saying that they were in need. Black women told us that they were stressed. They told us that they were isolated. They told us that they were experiencing racism in the healthcare system. And so because of that, we have been able to target those things directly.
What were the issues that led to these types of numbers? Because I'm looking at some of the data, a chart, in fact, provided by Cradle Cincinnati that indicates the number of infant deaths per 1,000 live births based on ethnicity. And when we look at the number for the black ethnicity, we see 15.4 per 1,000 live births, 15.4 dead among black population, whereas the Asian number in Hamilton County was 3.8, the Hispanic number is 5.1, and the white number is 5.6. What are the circumstances that lead to that disparity?
So there are three circumstances that really lead. So there is an issue with safe sleep, and I think that by now we all know that babies should be on their backs in a crib with not a lot of bedding around them. So that's one of the things. Also, spacing. So just making sure that people are waiting an entire 12 months before they become pregnant with another baby. And also just stress. So one of the biggest thing that leads to infant death is preterm labor. If you're very stressed, that means that your body is not really able to house your baby and provide a safe environment the way you would normally be able to. So being under and a huge amount of stress is going to impact you being able to carry your baby to term.
And we're talking with Jocelyn Okorodudu, Community Engagement Specialist for Queens Village. And Jocelyn, Queens Village is affiliated with Cradle Cincinnati. Can you give us an idea of what the Queens Village initiative is and the role it's playing in this effort?
Definitely. So Queens Village is a program under Cradle Cincinnati, and our whole entire goal is to go into the community, ask black women very specifically what they need, and then go out there and do it, see how we can make partnerships a lot of times with other black women to provide what we have been told is needed. And so there are many ways in which we get engaged in community. You can go to Queens Village Cincinnati on Facebook and Instagram and see those. So we gather the first Wednesday of every month. We did this a lot more regularly before COVID. We have yoga sessions, meditation, so that we can reduce stress for Black women. We have exercise. We have brunches where Black women learn more about how to protect themselves and be their own advocates in the healthcare space. Coming this fall, we're going to be providing a workforce development program, because another thing that Black women told us is that they were stressed about their economic opportunity. And so, again, providing all of our programming is directly by what Black women have told us they needed.
Dr. Meredith Shockley-Smith is the Director of Community Strategies at Cradle Cincinnati, and she spoke to WCPO on their report about the rate here in our county and talked about the types of difficult conversations that now Black women are at the forefront of leading in this conversation. I know you mentioned earlier in this conversation the importance of seeing Black women in leadership roles and the impact that it's had in helping to turn the corner here. But what are those conversations that are happening now, those challenging conversations that are being led now by Black women?
Yeah, so I think that there are two ways in which Black women have really led. One is through providing their opinion about how the Ohio Department of Medicaid funding should be spent. That is a huge grant worth millions of dollars, and rather than going to people who have no real-world experience of what it means to be a Medicaid user, they went directly to Black women, and Black women were able to use their own experiences to determine how this money should be spent. And then in another way, we have been having this conversation that is new and really new to maybe America now, but we've been having this for over a year, talking about racism, anti-racism, and equity. And so we've had conversations with healthcare systems such as TriHealth, such as University Hospital, letting people know that implicit bias plays a huge role when you're serving members of the community who are marginalized. And so if we want to be able to save babies, save Black women, we have to recognize the implicit bias that is affecting our healthcare decisions.
I wanted to talk about that implicit bias because it's specifically listed as one of the trends that Cradle Cincinnati discovered, that prenatal care systems have undergone implicit bias training and are redesigning their care to better serve the needs of Black women. Tell us what was happening that needed to be addressed as it relates to that.
So I think that what we've heard the most often is Black women just don't feel listened to. They complain of pain, they complain of something, and doctors are just not taking their complaints seriously. And that can have very dire consequences, up to baby death, up to mom death. And so letting doctors know that they have this implicit bias, and maybe you need to tune in a little bit more. Don't just discount this Black woman's voice. She knows her body more than you do. Believe her. Those are some of the things that we are addressing.
And one of the other ones is that public health departments also working to reduce racial disparity in their birth outcomes, central to their strategic plan. So you've impacted public health departments to make this a crucial part of the way they address these situations. Can you talk a little bit about what that means for public health departments to reduce racial disparity in birth outcomes?
Yes, I think that although this has been a win for Cradle Cincinnati, it's definitely been a win for healthcare systems in our city and also for the public health department, because Cradle Cincinnati is a collaborative initiative, and everything that we spoke to them about, they were willing to lean in and to implement policy to talk to Black women and to change the way that they do things in order to have better care.
And Jocelyn, you also call out in the Cradle Cincinnati report some specific communities in Hamilton County where there have been recent improvements: Avondale, and the Villages at Roll Hill. And the report talks about how each of those three communities had, quote, unique teams of healthcare and social service partners working intensively with families through Cradle Cincinnati Connections. will this type of work move into other communities?
Yeah, it is our goal to continue to move into other neighborhoods as we continue to grow, because as you said, the neighborhoods where we were able to penetrate more, more were the ones in which we saw the biggest decrease. And so we're going to continue to have community health workers working very specifically with mothers and meeting their needs. We're going to continue to have Queens Village in neighborhoods giving Black women what they want.
And we're talking with Jocelyn Okoro-Dudu, Community Engagement Specialist for Queens Village, which is affiliated with Cradle Cincinnati. We're discussing the Black infant mortality rate in Hamilton County. We've seen some improvements, but there are also some concerns remaining. As we move now past the halfway point of 2020, I imagine that another annual report will come out next year.
Mm-hmm.
What do you hope to see on that one? I mean, I know nobody wants to see any deaths on this, but what are some achievable goals that the organization is looking at?
I think that we're hoping to continue to see that we're on the right track with infant mortality, especially with our Black women. We don't want to see us backtrack after having such a year of success. So we're hoping to continue to see lower rates of preterm death, of sleep-related death in those communities.
If there are mothers listening, I'm sure that it's hard to hear about the situation that other mothers not far from their own homes are experiencing, and who may not have the same type of access and comfort that they get to enjoy. What are some opportunities for people who may be in better situations and want to help?
So Cradle Cincinnati, one of the things that we have done within the last 2 weeks at Queens Village is to provide an opportunity for allies to stand with us. And so for so long, it has been all about Black women, and it still is. But we can't do anything without the support of Black men, without the support of our white allies. And so if you are interested in becoming a white ally, please go to blackwomenforthewin.com, where you will learn a lot more about our work.
Jocelyn Okoro-Dudu is the Community Engagement Specialist for Queens Village. Jocelyn, thank you so much for the time you gave us today.
No problem. Thank you.
Up next, we're going to be talking about disasters from the past in Cincinnati. Local historian Greg Hand is here. He'll be talking about some of his latest work in Cincinnati Magazine, including a look back at the 1937 flood and the 1884 Hamilton County Courthouse riot. If you haven't heard about that before, stick around. This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. And you've been listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. The producer of today's show is Selena Reeder. The technical director is Josh Elstro. Our theme music is composed by Rob Fetters. You can find archives of our program online at WVXU.org. I'm Michael Marks.